since then. Delighted we've got three speakers, Saeed from Newcastle Stop the War, and we've got Charlotte. I don't know if you remember Newcastle Stop the War.
I'm Durham Stop the War.
Durham Stop the War, brilliant, thank you. And of course everybody knows Chris Nylam, who's Vice Deputy Chair?
Something like that.
Yeah, of the big Stop the War. So we'll start with Saeed, if that's okay with everybody. And then we'll have questions. Do you want questions at the end, people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Questions at the end. Or comments at the end. Saeed.
Okay, thank you.
So shall I just tell you a bit about Saeed, or do you want to tell them yourself?
Okay, no problem.
Do you want you to tell? Do you want me to tell?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay. Saeed's a member of the Newcastle Stop the War. He's from Afghanistan originally, came here in 2002. Very concerned about continuing war in Afghanistan, sort of over 40 years, with NATO being definitely involved, certainly for the last, since 2001, but probably well before that, interfering, as they do, surreptitiously. But I think you know more about that, so hopefully you can tell us.
Okay, thank you very much, Pam. Like Pam mentioned, I basically came from Afghanistan. I was a very young child when the war started, when the Russian came. And we flee to Pakistan as a refugee child, And it's been now almost 40 years we are still talking about war in Afghanistan and stop the war in Afghanistan. And it's not happening. That's the very worrying and big issue. And everybody, from Russian to US, from US to British, everybody blaming Afghan, they are the problem. And everybody killing them as well, not only blaming them. So I will be speaking the role of NATO, which started very actively from 2001 till today. NATO had three roles in Afghanistan, which the first role started in 2003 till 2006, just to lead the international forces. And they had at that time 130,000 army force. And CIA at that time, they estimated that we have 2,500 Taliban in Afghanistan, and most of them, they went to Pakistan, they are not in Afghanistan. So just calculate yourself, 130,000 army armed with the modern technology, with IT, with everything, and they are trying to catch around 2,500 Taliban, and they are saying they are not in Afghanistan, they went to Pakistan, and Afghanistan is very safe. And until 2006, there was no fighting, there was no suicide attack, Afghanistan was a peaceful country for these 4 years. And then they had other role between 2006 to 2011, transition, trying to help Afghan army and training them. And from 2014 to 2015, they had other route to just train Afghan army and try to fund them as well. So in this, and then they hand over their whole operation to Afghan army. And in the last 3 years, 45,000 Afghan army personnel just killed in the battle. And that's just, I will put civilian, which is twice as much the army, and the Taliban is also a separate number. So these all are Afghan, civilian, army, and Taliban. From 2018 till now, every day, almost between 40 to 50 people are killed every day. And it's increasing. The worrying issue is Taliban and US Army, they started negotiating 2 months ago in Qatar. And they're sitting there, eating and drinking and living in one restaurant, one hotel, and it's suicide attack happening every day in Kabul and around Afghanistan. And those people who was wanted, and they had, some of them, they had 1 million bounty in their head, they're sitting and negotiating with US ambassadors and US envoy, and everything, fighting is still happening. So that was the main role and issue with NATO had in Afghanistan. Having said that, they also contribute to Afghan society. Since 2002, Afghan health system improved a lot. Life expectancy from 42 years now, it's almost 70 years, 65 years for men and 67 years for women. It's a great achievement. In Taliban time, there was only 250,000 people were in school, children were in school. Now almost 7 million children, they are going to school. And reconstruction is happening. 9,000 kilometer road was built in Afghanistan. And also they are contributing economically. They are paying for Afghan army almost $2 billion dollar a year. So that's the good, their positive contribution. But in terms of the war, it's not finishing. Taliban is still there. They are now almost 50,000. They are occupying 45% of the Afghan land, and they're getting stronger. While NATO and USA use all kind of modern weapon, from mother of all bomb to modern technology like drones, and they increasing that year by year, and Afghanistan become a like modern human laboratory in one sense. So anybody coming to the stop the war, anybody in Afghanistan, when they try to speak to stop the war, the person being killed, targeted. For example, last week, the local MP, very knowledgeable, he was always saying stop the war, it is not Afghan, it is Afghan civilians being killed. And it is the US who was trying to fight with China and Russia and using Afghanistan as a base. And he was killed last week, last Monday, very brutally. So anybody in Afghanistan, if I say these words in Afghanistan, like I'm saying here, then I will be killed next day, target killed, and nobody will find who killed them. So insecurity is increased. You can't walk in Kabul freely. You will be either kidnapped, either will be killed. So that's after 17, 18 years. And the negative role of the NATO is they always help USA to destabilize countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. And also, corruption is very high, and it's uncontrolled. And the main force of corruption, the NATO advisor and their personnel who were getting money by kickback, sending that back here, either getting salaries which is uncountable. That's the role of NATO. So I will be probably concluding in that. I hope when Jeremy Corbyn comes as PM, Prime Minister, he will look to the role of the NATO and look to the role of UK, how to stop these all negative role of NATO. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Saeed, for setting that background. That's really helpful for us. Can I?